Hello and welcome. this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow you to disconnect if you don't want to stay for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne, Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo, and I am in East Central Illinois, specifically Champaign Urbana. My SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference. And I would like to thank Reg, VK6 Bravo Quebec, Quebec, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Because we are meeting in an Echolink conference, I can make note of the connected stations. Then I will call for additional check-ins from stations that do not appear on the connected list. After that, I will go down my list, and everyone will have a chance to greet and make a comment or ask a question. So I'm looking at the list now, and I see W0TTY, I see VK6VQQ, Kilo Charlie 2 Oscar Quebec Foxtrot, Alpha Golf 5 Romeo Bravo, Papa Uniform 2, Tango Lima Uniform, and myself. So if you are not on that list I just read, please come forward now with your call sign so I can add you.
Hello, number 3, Hotel Julia, Quebec, John in Australia. Good evening.
Okay, thank you, John. Anyone else? Okay, we have about six or seven stations there. That sounds like a good first round. And as we have been doing lately, we have a topic to discuss tonight. It's actually a fairly big topic, so I think we can split it up and spread it over more than one net. I was curious about your favorite internet resources for ham radio. And in particular, I'm thinking of things like podcasts and video blogs and websites that have a lot of ham-oriented material and maybe something else. So let's start with podcasts and video blogs. And for myself, I picked out two that I think were really stand up head and shoulders above all the rest. First, there is Dave Jones's EEV blog. That's the Echo Victor, I think Bravo Lima Oscar Golf, EEV blog. He's an Australian. He's a hardware designer. I don't think he's actually a ham radio operator, but I have learned a lot from watching his video blog, and he's up to, gosh, I think he's over 1,000 videos, maybe over 1,500 videos by now. I haven't been keeping up with him lately. He just produces these videos faster than I can watch them. But he's funny, he's educational, he's opinionated, and a lot of times I agree with his opinions. So if you have not experienced Dave Jones, I highly recommend giving him a listen. And my second choice is the Ham Radio Now video blog. That's Gary Pierce, KN4AQ, and he's up to about 400 videos now, and many of them are like 2 hours long. So if I had to find something to complain about him, I would say he should cut his issues, his episodes, into smaller chunks so that people can listen to them without having to block out, you know, a whole afternoon. But unfortunately, also, I think Gary is kind of retiring from the business, and he's grooming a replacement, but we'll have to see if the replacement is up to snuff. But I would definitely say go back and look at any of the 400 or so videos in the Ham Radio Now catalog, because they're all very good. And he does things like going to Hamvention and going to the Tapper TCC and just taping the forums and then putting them on the web. So it's just a great resource to learn all kinds of stuff about some really advanced things about ham radio. And Gary goes back, I think he got his license in the 60s. He got involved in repeaters in the 70s. He's been like the editor of the... Uh-oh, I timed out. Anyway, highly recommend him. So those are the two recommendations from me. I'm sure if I thought about it, I could think of another half a dozen, but I want to keep it short tonight. Let me go down my list here. Let's see, VK6, BQQ, Reg, are you with us tonight? All right, I guess not. How about KC2OQF? Mike, are you with us?
Good evening, Net Control. This is Mike, KC2OQF, and yes, I am still with you. Just got back from the Hope, or Circle of Hope, Hackers on Planet Earth conference in New York, where I got a chance to play with digital modes over 2-meter HTs. There was a little workshop that they did there, and I got probably about 24 hams, some of them newly licensed to that day, on their laptops connected to HTs and talking to each other via RIDI and PSK and various other digital modes, including one ham that I met there who was an amateur expert who had never queued up a radio before. I thought that was sort of interesting. Beyond that, for internet resources, I use Google an awful lot, but the one resource that I've notated is ZR6AIC. Is from a ham from South Africa that posts some fairly interesting things here and there. He seems to be interested in digital data applications as I am. Back to you, Net Control.
All right, Mike, thank you. That sounds very interesting. And if, I wonder, do you know if they captured that session and are going to put it on the 2600 website or on the HOPE website?
I do not believe that they recorded the session. However, the papers and other educational information, slides and whatnot, have been captured and are available, linked from the Ham Who Put It On's webpage, but that's linked to from hope.net.
Okay, that's Hope, Hotel Oscar Papa Echo, .net. All right, thank you, Mike. That's very good. And I'll check out that South African link as well. Next, we have PU2TLU. Guillermo, go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Guillermo, PU2TLU from São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF user is G Canary. So yeah, well, that's a big question tonight, Wayne. So as the caller just said, I use Google an awful lot, right? So, and that brings me to a wealth of resources that's out there for amateur radio. So I don't really follow any specific blogs regularly. I do subscribe to a bunch more than I can enjoy YouTube channels, so there's a lot of action going on over there, even the EVD blog you mentioned before, Wayne. I'm subscribed to that one too. That's for the electronic side of the house, right? There are a bunch of those and other ones for amateur radio, right? And even though it looks or it seems to be silly, a lot of support has migrated to Facebook. So I joined a bunch of groups over there. Again, more than I can read, but at least I can tap into resources for any specific piece of gear that I'm having or whatever it might be, where the community that gathers around those groups is willing to help me out. So that's what I mostly use from the internet. So everything that's out there that Google gives me, bunch of blogs and videos and so on. So it's quite a bit out there. Okay, so back to you. At Control, this is PU2TLU.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Next I have W0TTY. Steven. Okay, evidently Stephen is away from the keyboard or from the radio. Let me move ahead then to Alpha Golf 5 Romeo Bravo. Russ.
Hi, this is Ross, G5RB. Yeah, I don't have any blogs, anything that I subscribe to on a regular basis. I have found some good YouTube videos on antenna tuning, that sort of thing, but I can't remember the ham that had put them up. Also, I'm trying to participate in a local emergency area net, not an emergency, but just a check-in net. So I probably won't be much on here tonight, but just want to check in on AG5RB.
Okay, Ross, thank you for checking in. Next, I have BK3HJQ. John, go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon from BK3HJQ, John in Australia. What a nice day it is down here today. Blue sky, fluffy clouds. I think it's a little bit cool. It's probably only about 10 or 12 degrees C. Well, I don't subscribe to any podcasts or video blogs or social media, Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat or any of that sort of junk. I've been on Dave Jones's site. He's a really interesting chap. A lot of interesting information on EEV blog. I've seen a lot of his stuff. But yeah, YouTube. YouTube is a wealth of information. When you've got a problem with something, you can always go there and find someone who's already had the problem before. And yeah, you really got to take it with a grain of salt. The people who put the stuff up there as well, because you got to sift through it until you find the actual solution. Because some people don't come up with the right solution. Anyway, thanks for running the net. And I seen Reggie in there earlier. Obviously, he must be busy there. So back to net control. AB9FJ from BK3HJQ, John in Australia.
Yeah, John, that's the thing. If you go on YouTube and search for something, you'll find lots of videos, but you'll find lots of crap as well. In fact, what is it? Is it Sturgeon's Law or Pohl's Law? Somebody's Law is that 90% of everything is crap. So what you want is somebody to filter out the 10% that is non-crap. And that's why I was hoping or thinking that we could find perhaps a group of, what's the word I'm looking for, curators, people who can narrow down the information flow to just the good stuff and kind of throw away the trash. So, all right, so let's see, I think I've come to the bottom of my list here. We called for Reg and for Steven, and they were not with us, so let me give them a chance to jump in now. So VK6VQQ or W0TTY, either one of you, are you back at the radio or the terminal? Uh, Evidently not. So we can open up to anyone else who's listening who has did not get a chance to drop their call sign in. If you would like to join our net now, please give your call. Okay, I think this is going to be one of our shorter nets tonight. You know, this is late July. This is kind of in the Northern Hemisphere anyway. This is sort of vacation time, and lots of, I get the impression that lots of things are on hold right about now. People that you expect to hear from on a weekly basis, and they're not there because they're off doing something fun. So, let me give one more try to see if there's anyone else out there who would like to check in with us tonight.
VK2DY.
Okay, we flashed somebody out there. VK, is it three or two? Not on my screen anymore. I think it's VK3 Delta Yankee. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Robert VK2DY. I'm in New South Wales, not in Victoria, but close by. Beautiful day today. Sun is shining and about 20 degrees Celsius. So for winter, that's pretty good. As far as sources of information, I think that's what you're talking about. I got here late. But yeah, YouTube's a great source of information. When I had to take apart my MacBook, they had a video where somebody actually did all the things to take it apart and put it back together, and most useful. And so, but you know, there's a lot of good stuff. Maybe creating a, you know, as you said, creating what do they call it on YouTube? Anyway, a group, and then putting the videos into that group so that we know what's good and what's bad is it might be helpful. Anyway, VK2DY, one for the count. Back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And yes, let me back up. And for the new arrivals, our topic tonight is kind of part one of a series, I think, at least two, possibly three, that we can fill with this concept of internet resources for ham radio. And I broke them down into, for tonight, talking about like video blogs and text blogs. And next week, perhaps, we can talk about what would you call them? Websites, you know, without, you know, a periodical aspect to them, just, you know, collections of files and information, things like QRZ, I guess, might be an example of that. So tonight we're talking about periodical, repeating or recurring sources of information. And my contributions were Dave Jones's EED blog and Gary Pierce's Ham Radio Now. And I could have named three or four others, but I wanted to limit it to two to get started here and get the ball rolling. So I've run down my list here. We've had about six check-ins so far. One more call for VK6BQQ or Whiskey Zero Tango Tango Yankee. Either one of you guys are back here? I guess not. So anyone else who's listening and would like to check in, please call now. VK3HJQ, John, I saw your call sign pop up there. Were you trying to get my attention?
I just want to see who was connected up on TechLink and then swap back to Pam. That was all. See if Reg was there. I see he's connected, but must be away having a cuppa over.
Okay, thanks. Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up for tonight's net. One more quick call. If you want to check in, this is your last chance. Okay, now let me get back to my script here. Where was I here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, where are we now? 0023. Zulu, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ. Out.
Thanks for running the net, Wayne. I'm sorry there's not more contenders today. All right, 7-3s, and we'll disconnect from TechLink and go over to Gil because they've got another net started about 20 minutes ago, same time as you guys. 7-3s for now. He is all next week. VK3HJQ.
All right, good night, all. Thanks for checking in. I think it's just, you know, this time of year, everybody's on vacation or they're out barbecuing or, you know, they're all busy. So, anyway, we'll be back here next week at Zero Zulu next Monday. Thank you all. 73.
Is the net over, Gus?